Hello, good evening, everybody. It's Sunday night. It's August the 13th, 2023. It's 8:01 p.m. Toronto time. And this is the Fakeologist Show. And we're back. We do a few shows a week around anywhere from 8 to 9 p.m. Toronto time. And, of course, we've been doing this since 2012 when we woke up. Or I woke up. Nobody around me woke up, though, so. And I focused on 9/11 for the longest time. And a lot of people said, why are you talking about 9/11? It's 2012. And I said, well, sorry. I just learned about this whole fakery. I've been living my life learning about what's going on in the world. I had no idea there was a whole world of fakery out there. I had no idea that what we're told. I don't know why that audio is not going down. Maybe I pressed the wrong button here.
I can hear you.
Yeah, no. I was trying to turn down the music here. So I'm not, every time I change the slider, maybe I was pressing the wrong thing. Anyway, in the background, you heard Fake Nukes Phil, so may as well introduce him now. Hey, Fake Nukes.
Hey, how you doing, buddy? Good to be here.
I'm good. You can call me Tim, or my original fake name was Ab Aberrato.
Oh, okay. See, I didn't know if you...
I don't give a
who did your name on the air.
Yeah, I don't really publicize my full Christian name just because I do have a family and even as time goes by, it becomes less important because anyone could track me down, I guess, if they wanted, but overall, and I don't necessarily deliberately hide. I don't publicize it, and I also don't bother streaming video because I was doing audio before video, and I still don't know why people insist on video and ignore the audio part, because I listen to audios when I drive around. I don't look at, 50 or 60-year-old men's faces or, their fat bellies as they recline in a chair. I don't care about that. Unless you're a hot chick. I still like looking at hot chicks. Being a sexist pig that I am, I don't know why people bother with video. But that's okay. Actually, since you are a big video maker, I'd really recommend for you to get a decent mic for $100, because really the audio is way more important than the video, I think.
Yeah, I bought one for $25 and it's not cutting it. So yeah, maybe.
Well, the other reason I don't do video, I have a big mic right in front of my face with a pop filter. So my face is completely behind a pop filter. So that the pop filter, in case you don't know, prevents peas from popping into the mic, which can wreck the mic, actually. It can wreck the diaphragm.
Okay.
But it's like a spit guard. So if you're spitting, we all spit a tiny bit when we talk. It doesn't go into the mic and I guess rust it. So.
Yeah, okay.
So I'm just saying that. That's why I don't waste my time with the camera, because then I'd have to have lighting as well, and I don't want to do any of that. So I've just stuck to the audio, because this started off as a podcast. The only reason I show video is so I can show my screen. So if you have a picture, and you can share your screen too with this software.
Yeah.
So if you have a picture and you want to show me, you only have a few buttons as the guest. But one of them is the computer with an up arrow in the middle of it. That's sharing.
I've been trying that and I can't seem to figure out how to get my whole screen on there. But
when you click on share, it'll give you can share your whole screen or a window or a browser window. I would just share a, I think you always have a Windows Explorer window with pictures.
Yeah, I have files on my desktop. And so I need to get to my desktop so I can open up the files. And that's where I get my
folder. But I've seen your videos before. You share your Windows Explorer window. And when you click on a picture, it brings it up. So if you brought up one picture, this is how you do it. So find a picture, bring it up, and then share that window. Because you'll see the windows show up in the share window area. So find the window and just share the window with the picture in it. And that might work. Because I know you've got, we're going to talk Maui tonight, mainly because it's the hot item today. I don't personally, I haven't looked any really on any of that stuff right now.
Yeah.
I do agree it's probably being blown out of proportion by the media.
Yeah. Well, so I don't really have many photos on it, so it doesn't really matter anyway.
Oh, okay.
But I can get by with just talking about it. Yeah, it's a real whopper.
Well, let's talk about it. I know you have a video. Let me just bring up your screen. Here's your screen here. And okay, yeah.
So that's the last one with that the taking selfies while they're escaping the fire.
You got a ton of stuff actually already. So do you want to just show this?
Yeah, that's like the
they are some of the most terrifying images from the fires. Desperate people rushing into the ocean, the only way to escape the flames.
Now, who do they really have to jump in the ocean to get rid of a fire? Yeah. I mean, come on,
they
man.
They told us. Yeah, they told us that people were jumping in the ocean. Yeah, this thing reeked of fakery from the first moment I heard of it.
Yeah. Now, do you think there are fires there?
Yes, there are fires there, but it's like a controlled burn is what it is. They're burning empty buildings is what they're doing. And these people were just at the beach, just doing this little thing, jumping in the water, pretending that they're escaping the flames, but they're crisis actors.
Okay. I'm cool with that. All right. Oh, wow. Wearing a mask in the water. That's got to be a great idea.
It's one of them.
Yeah.
Jerry.
I wonder if the water was hot.
Along with his 13-year-old
Well, yeah, you know, it's summertime over there, and the water is hot.
Okay, no, I meant because of the flames.
And their mother.
both sides.
No. It should be more windy, because they said that there's 80-mile-an-hour winds that were driving the flames. As you can see, the winds are kind of light. And so the winds don't really match what they told us was happening.
Right.
And also, the water they're in is pretty calm. It should be more turbulent, because they were getting, like I said, hurricane force winds that were driving the flames, and so there's a lot of anomalies with this video, and this teenage kid is taking a selfie of himself while he's escaping the flames.
Yeah,
and and here he tells a story.
We kind of had it in the back of our mind the whole time that we wanted to be next to the water if things.
Well, I have a special attachment to Maui because 30 years ago I took my wife on our honeymoon there.
That is what it came to.
And walked across the street. There were fires there because they burned the sugarcane fields.
Okay.
Obviously, that's what farmers do. They either I'm not a farmer. They either till the whatever it's called, the silage, or they burn it. So I guess they burn sugarcane. And usually, when we were there, the hydro poles caught fire and the power went out, which makes total sense. But we had just gone shopping. We rented a cheap condo by the beach. So we lost all our food because the power went out, which was a real pisser back in the day. So I think, and actually I was pretty disappointed with Maui. I just went to Hawaii because I thought it was a great place to go, but I probably wouldn't go back, but everything costs a fortune, and there were fires there. It was smoky all the time. Our power went out. What else went wrong? We went to the beach. It was full of toads. It freaked her out.
Oh yeah, women don't like toads.
Oh, I don't like them either. When you step on them, because there's a million. It was like a toad apocalypse between the condo and the beach.
Yeah.
Oh, it was a real drag, that thing. that honeymoon.
Yeah, that would suck. Yeah, that would ruin it. Yeah.
We're still married though, but man, it
must not have been that bad.
It was then. One catastrophe after the other. So there are fires in Maui. I guess the takeaway that I've found just in my tiny bit of research is that this little town, and I sort of remember this little town, they want to clear it as an urban land clear.
They've got an agenda certainly behind it, mm-hmm. but to accomplish it this way is trauma based mind control. What they're doing, like they did at 9/11, is just they're imprinting a timestamp on our memory. It's like MK Ultra kind of stuff, and because everybody can remember where you were when 9/11 happened, it was like an imprint, and so the. Yeah, they like to traumatize us, and so that this it's part of their game. It's part of their psychological warfare. So, and this certainly is, you know, it's one of those, because the word apocalyptic keeps coming up. They keep using that word. It's apocalyptic. And so they're trying to time stamp us with another traumatic image, another traumatic memory. And
there we go. There's a lot. There it is. What is it called? Now, the only thing I remember is I think I was staying on the beach right over here. Maui's not a very big island, actually. And yeah. I'm actually surprised they, like, my guess is, like, New Zealand, I think they want to clear places like Hawaii and make them United Nations, UNESCO, wild habitats. I mean, that is part of the whole goal of Agenda 21, Agenda 2030. I don't know if you get into that. It's not really a fakery topic, but it is interesting.
Yeah.
I remember. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think they got us already controlled in every way. I know that these people need slaves, and so they're not going to kill their slaves. They're going to just get us more controlled and
yeah. But it's but Maui's a really small island. I remember landing here. I think the airport's in Kahului. And then we drove down here. We stayed in a condo here. And then we decided to drive around this thing here. There's really almost nowhere to go when you're in Maui. There's very few roads. I just remember that we went to somewhere around here to order a Hawaiian pizza as a joke. And they said, "What's that?" In Canada, we have a Hawaiian pizza, which is pineapple and ham. Yeah. But they actually didn't know what a Hawaiian pizza was in Hawaii, so that we were kind of stunned by that.
That makes sense.
I remember that. So, and I remember driving around here, this little windy, narrow road. What is my point? My point is that I can see them wanting to clear whatever native population is off this island, because there's really nothing. There's not a lot there except some sugarcane fields, and I think we drove up to the observatory up here. I don't know if it's there anymore. There's a big mountain here.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I'm not.
Yeah, you know, they're certainly in it. I think what they're going to do is they're going to build a brand new city for Lahaina.
Yeah, it's right here. I mean, there's nothing much to it. It's not very big. There's a Best Western, but that's about it. There's nothing there.
Yeah, they just burned down the old town and they're just going to build a brand new one. And they're going to get a whole bunch, you know, all these donation dollars are going to flow in. And it's a whole community event.
Double axle
on
the front.
I'm waiting
there
to see my first dead body. They're telling us that now they're starting to talk about 1,000 people are missing.
Right.
And so, I mean, that's a large death count. And I have yet to see one injured person or one dead body. I've seen a dead dog. I can confirm one dead dog, and I saw a dog that was cooked in the middle of the road.
Wow.
But and then I saw a woman that was laying down in the middle of the road, but she, all of her clothes were intact, nothing was burned, and she was just, I think she was looking for a contact lens, seriously, and she didn't look dead to me, and she was an actor, and that's it. That's all I've seen, and I need to see more than that, you know.
I agree.
And, you know, and I've seen reports that the hospitals are overfilled because of all the burn victims, but then I get people in my comment section who are saying that there's nobody in the hospital.
Right.
I'm saying, are you sure? Because CNN and ABC News are saying that the hospitals are overwhelmed with all the burn victims, and I should be seeing some pictures of those, but I'm not seeing a picture of any of these burn victims. And, you know, so it's another drill like we saw at 9/11.
Yeah.
Remember, all the people at the hospitals were waiting for injured people, and
yes,
the injured people never came.
I'm listening to a nurse from California during COVID. I've heard this story 1,000 times, but I wanted to hear it again. She's just talking about how her hospital was completely empty. Everyone was laid off because the hospital, for all intents and purposes, was closed. Except for the two or three empty tents out front. That was part of the game where you put a big military tent in front of your hospital to take the overflow, and those were empty too. We had them in Toronto.
Yeah.
So everything was empty. It was a massive drill. So this is the same thing. It's nothing new.
Yeah. You know, and we've learned how to, you know, to spot them right away. And so my meter was triggered right away on this. And so
do you think this is another crisis actor?
Yeah, he lost 4 family members and he's ex-military and he works in the media, and he just so happened to be one of the people that lost 4 family members.
Where did he lose them? Did he lose them at the mall?
At Lahaina.
I know, but where? How do you lose somebody? I mean, some of us would like to lose family members, let's be honest, but I mean, this is where do you lose them, at the Piggly Wiggly or what?
Anyway, but you can see that he never sheds a single tear, and in fact he cracks a chuckle once or twice.
Oh, a little bit of duping delight.
And of course he's military and he works in the media, and so he's also at the California fires, you know, at Paradise.
Oh, another one of these that's just always at the wrong place at the right time.
He's at all these events. He's at all these mysterious fires.
Oh, you're kidding.
And this time he lost 4 family members. Wow.
Why do you think they do this? Is it just economy of scale? They're just trying to save on actors? Or is this just a big FU to us researchers? Seriously.
Well, they do seem to have a large supply of actors, and that's a puzzle to me. And I've got a couple theories on that, but and sometimes some, but not very often, not as often as I would think they would.
Mm-hmm.
And it is an FU. They know they can get away with it. They know they don't have to do it very good because they know they're going to get cover from the media. The media is not going to highlight their mistakes.
Right.
And so they can kind of make as many mistakes as they want, because they know only guys like you and me are going to talk about it. And, you know, and the word's not going to get out. And so
so nobody cares. I kind of think nobody cares outside of us. Like I often think there's only maybe 1-2% of the people in the world that are doing it, running these operations, maybe less. And there's maybe about 4% of people in the whole world that know that this kind of BS is going on, and the rest don't care.
Yeah, I know. That's about the numbers. Yeah, we figured it out to be about 1% before.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pathetic. I mean, the truth has become self-censoring, and that's exactly what George Orwell, you know, was predicting, and it would become... nobody wants to know the truth, and it's self-censoring, and that's why they let us have our little talks, and they let us have our little, because they know how much views we're getting, and they know that they don't have to worry about us, and they actually keep us up just to monitor if our views ever do go up.
Yeah, that's true.
And they're using us as a litmus test, you know. But
we're part of the feedback loop. Actually, we're giving them information, so when they do it again, they might fix the things that we point out.
Yeah, what they do is they lay traps, because they listen to what we say, and they laid a trap at that Covenant school shooting. Remember when that tranny went in and killed 4 kids? And they did a little trap with a shoe. Remember that he was wearing Vans when he went in, and then he was wearing Converse when he got shot.
Yes,
and the media was already ready with a counter narrative,
and
the media was out there saying there are conspiracy theorists who say that he's wearing different shoes, and then they zoomed in on it and they said that he was wearing Vans the entire time.
Right,
and it was a trap, you see, because they know that we always talk about the shoes,
right?
And so they knew that we would latch onto that right away.
Yes,
but,
I remember that.
So, you know, they're doing stuff like that. And, you know, it didn't disprove it in any way. What it did, it just showed me that they're trying to trip us up, and because they know what we're talking about. And so.
Well, they have to control the narrative. They control the, I think they control the alternative media as well. There's a way, my show is not popular. I have minuscule numbers of viewers and hits. I can't stay on YouTube either. I'm broadcasting on YouTube tonight, and there's only one person watching right now, because usually the channel's down. So it's up for some reason, but I don't have any views over there, live views. And That's why I started Faco 2, my own platform, just so I didn't have to keep re-uploading videos all day long. So that's why I've got this platform, and that's why I've opened it up to people to support it, because it does cost me a couple hundred a month to run it. But I'm happy to do it. But because I can live stream. I can live stream from my phone. I don't need 1,000 subscribers to do it from my phone, even though I don't do that. It's not something I'm not out there live streaming, but I could. And of course, I can live stream on this platform as well, which I'm doing now. But
yeah. Well, that's awesome. You know, yeah, you know, I pay a little bit, you know, to run my BitChute channel, but not much, you know.
Oh, you have to pay for that? BitChute?
Well, no, I just give donations, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's fair. That's a good thing.
Yeah, you know. And
but they're always under threat, too. And at least in Canada, I can't click on BitChute links on Twitter. They're blocked.
Yeah.
And I think they're blocked in England, too.
Yeah. A friend of mine told me that they're allowing BitChute links on Twitter. I put a couple links up there and they got like 6 views. And so it's like, no, they're not really allowing it. I mean, they're not immediately being deleted, but they're being shadow banned. I mean, I only got like 6 views.
Yeah, I'm not worried about Twitter either, because again, it's not our platform. We can't control. I think it's kind of stupid to whine about it. The only problem is getting people to my platform. You know, I've been doing this since the blogging days. So I have my own blog, but it's the same old problem as it was 10 or 20 years ago, getting people to find it, because people are lost on their social media sites. Young people don't even know you can type in a website and actually go to it. So,
yeah,
I mean, this is an old fashioned website. I pay for this, and you can have your own comment section and you don't have to worry about being censored. But again, the only problem is, how do you find the website? Because that's why Google came along and took over all the search engines, and then they became the only search engine they still sort of are, and they block links to my site. Or in other words, if you type in anything hoax, you probably won't find my site. You'll find all the sites they want to show, for instance.
Oh, yeah, they take over that word, yeah.
Yeah.
They want you to believe in the hoax they want you to believe in.
Yeah, you got it.
Like right now, they're pushing the do narrative really heavy on this Lanai fire, and you see, I don't push that, because it's before we even start talking about do weapons, we need to first take care of the first order of business, and we need to figure out if anybody's even dead first, you know, or if anybody's even hurt, and you know, so far, like I said, I haven't seen a photo of any hurt person or dead person, so. They can do precision firebombing just by lighting with a match, you know, with an arsonist and just burning up some cars and burning up some buildings. And it can look really precise, you know, like it's coming from outer space. But no, it's just people on the ground doing it with matches. And, you know,
Or the farmers lighting their fields on fire and just, you know, dropping another flame over here or over there. Because, again, this is a sort of an agricultural area, Maui, a lot of it.
Yeah. They haven't said that on the mainstream news, that it had anything to do with a sugarcane fire.
Right, yeah.
No, what they're doing is they're allowing the alt media to run with the directed energy weapons narrative.
Yeah.
And I've seen already some videos on TikTok where people are doing reports from Maui saying, this is far worse than what they're telling you. We've been attacked by direct energy weapons. You know, they're already, these fear mongers on TikTok are already doing these videos. And like, I can totally see they're trying to create that rabbit hole. And it's like,
that turns off mainstream people, doesn't it? When they hear about that, they're just regular people.
Yeah. Yeah. And the mainstream people don't want to hear about direct energy weapons.
Cause they probably think that's BS.
Yeah. And so, but me, you know, and you and me, you know, we're, you know, because we've broken down all these events from 9/11 to Sandy Hook, Las Vegas, and Pulse. We know that, you know, we got to find, we got to first see an injured person first, or a dead body first. You know, at Pulse Nightclub, they showed us some injured people, but you know, they were like being carried and then by the camera. And then after they thought they're off camera, then they would set themselves down and they'd start, you know, dancing and stuff. And so, you know, so that's not a real injured person, right? That's an actor.
And now these are this original shot you've got on your video here, I guess.
Yeah, that's the one I made this morning. It was because I had seen a picture of a dead dog. One of the videos showed a picture of a burned dog, and I said, "Oh, well, there's something dead," you know, because I haven't seen anything dead yet. So I thought I'd share the picture.
Where
of the
did
dead
this
dog.
Picture come from? Is there any way to verify this is a real picture? I wonder.
Well. Yeah, I'd have to go in my history and find out which video I got it from.
Right. But, okay. Yeah, you screenshotted this off a video?
Yeah, you can start it. Yeah.
But you screenshotted this picture off a video then that you were watching?
Yes. I screenshotted it off the video I was watching. And so then I
because one of the things that triggers me is the toasted car thing. I don't know if you watched Judy Woods and 9/11 videos back in the day. I was down her rabbit hole for about 2 weeks, and I even bought her book, and I even tried to buy the book from my local library, and they told me to buzz off. They didn't want it. So when I see toasted cars, then I get triggered because they were trying to make you think that there was some kind of weapon that could toast the car, but I think it left the tires intact. I don't know what it was. It was just so crazy.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
I went down the Judy Wood rabbit hole too. And but then I learned about her connection with the Virginia Tech shooting of 2007.
Right.
And that how her colleague was shot during that.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah. And she actually played on it with in later interviews that the Virginia Tech shooting was really an assassination attempt on her because she was getting too over the target on the 9/11 stuff.
Oh, okay.
And she just happened to not be at Norris Hall that day, but her colleague was one of the 34, I think there was 32 people killed that day.
Right.
And now, her colleague was there in her place, and he got murdered instead of her.
Oh, wow. I missed that. Because
And so once I heard that, I said, Judy, I said, Judy, you're a fake. Because, so I've thrown away everything about Dew weapons since then. Yeah. Yeah,
because her big thing was Dew weapons or space laser beams. I think that brought up.
Yeah.
It was a whole thing, but she's the one that kept going on about toasted cars, and the reason why I listened to so much of her is because I was listening to Fetzer, and I think you listened to Fetzer too.
Oh yeah.
He actually had some really interesting guests back in the day. I used to listen to him off his website on whatever it was. It was on Blogspot or something. I was downloading all his audios. He had some really interesting guests. They were really entertaining. And I didn't really understand that Fetzer was probably controlled opposition too at the time. And he was going back and forth arguing with Judy Wood all the time. And she was just a really nutty professor, and I thought, wait a second, there's something wrong here with this woman, if it is a woman, by the way. And actually, one of my listeners on the audio chat I do on in the morning wanted me to ask you about if you've gone down the tranny rabbit hole at all, or the EGI, elite gender inversion rabbit hole, if you've been down there.
I listen to Mr. E, you know. I agree with most of his breakdowns. Some of them, you know, are a little bit of a stretch.
Yeah.
I think he said that Arnold Schwarzenegger is a woman. And I thought that to be like a little bit of a stretch. I don't know. But but a lot of them, I agree. He did great work on the Kennedys, where he showed how the Kennedys are just a family of looks like transvestites. And all of them are getting plastic surgery. And all the Kennedy women are, and so the Kennedy family has their own personal plastic surgeon.
Really?
And so, yeah, that's what it appears so, because according to Mr. E, like all these Kennedy women all had plastic surgery. And so, well, that would explain JFK, you know, after he faked his assassination, he just has a little touch of plastic surgery on his lips and his knows, and then he becomes Jimmy Carter.
Yeah, you know, that one's a stretch for me. That's a real stretch
I know.
For me.
I don't die on that hill, but no, I do keep it in the back of my mind.
Yeah, I don't know if he could. The accent was way different, and I don't even know the weights and the heights of those two. I think the peanut farmer there. When I sort of became interested in politics when Carter came on board. I remember watching the Nixon news conference. It's hard for me to believe, but I just remember Nixon being on TV quitting in 1970. So I was about 7 or 8. So that's when I sort of became interested in media, believe it or not. And I do remember following the peanut farmer, Kennedy or Carter and Jimmy and Billy. You know, remember Billy? Billy was the foil in that story. I don't know if you remember that.
He was the
whack brother.
Yeah, the prodigal son, or the problem child.
They always have a story running to keep you completely distracted. There's always a brother or a son, or they just have these narratives that go on and on and on and go nowhere and actually mean nothing. That's just part of the distraction.
Yeah.
So you don't notice you're being looted. Looted.
Jefferson Paver wants to know a link to Mr. E's channel.
Oh, okay. Let me just hear. I got this dingbat from Restream asking me questions. Jefferson Payer, yeah, you're in YouTube. Okay, yeah, we have 3 people on YouTube.
Oh, okay.
Well, the best way, Mr. E is on Odyssey, actually. That's where I watch his stuff. He's on BitChute, Apocalypse Watchman, and he's also on Odyssey. Just type in Apocalypse Watchman, and you'll find Mr. E. I guess I could go look it up right now for you if you're... Mr. E is on Odyssey. And he's also... Here he is, a bit shoot.
He's entertaining.
Yeah, he's kind of taking a break. He's kind of taking a break. Well, maybe not. Yeah, the last thing he did was he did Barbie. He did Margot Kidder. And he did this fruitcake, Flamey Grant. So I'll put a link in the... I'll put a link in the YouTube for you. Where do I put it here? Let me just get into the chat here. Okay, I'll put it in right there. So there you go. There's Mr. E on BitChute. And I'll put a show note here on this show with Phil. This will be show note number 1 for Mr. E. And I'll put a show note for Phil's BitChute channel. And you're also on Odyssey as well. Is that right, Phil?
Yeah. I put up but I'm not getting very many views on Odyssey, but I did put up like 5 or 6 videos up there.
I encourage you to do that because that's good for me, because what happens is Odyssey has an RSS feed, so it comes directly into my phone.
Oh, okay.
So if you can keep doing that for me, or I'm sure you'll get traction, I'm sure, for Odyssey eventually, but... it's all about serving up suggestions. And if these sites don't suggest your videos, it's really hard to find channels.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm surprised that I'm getting as much as I'm getting on BitChute right now. Going on Jim Rizzoli helped me out. It boosted my views. And
maybe my channel too. I don't know. Maybe. How many guys, subscribers does Jim have?
He's almost at 7,000.
Oh, that's cool.
69,000. Yeah, I got a few comments in my comment section saying they came from FakoTube.
Oh, cool.
I said, oh, yeah, welcome.
Oh, that's good. I don't read all the comments, but I know you do. You're very good with comments.
Yeah, it's starting to be a little time consuming. I'm kind of at the limit, but I'm going to have to start maybe addressing only maybe half of them or maybe a quarter of them, but yeah. Anyway, I'll just back off.
BitChute is they've got some of the most virulent commenters, I find. What do you think?
I've had worse, and so I can hold my own on there.
No, I know you can, but some of them are just one track minds where they just keep saying the same thing over and over again.
Yeah, you know, there's bots just like every other comment section, and there's agents. I know these people are getting paid. They can't be this stupid naturally.
Yeah.
They're being paid, you know.
And there might only be one or two that just use HB Gary, which is a software program that you can run 500 bots at once and get them to interact with each other automatically. You ever heard of that?
No.
HB Gary. I think it's troll software. Let's see if it comes up. HB Gary. Maybe not. Wait, HB Gary. Oh, it's called the AstroTurfing software.
Oh, so is this what they're doing? They're having multiple identities.
Well, that way one guy can control a whole bunch of accounts at once.
Okay.
So you might not be talking to 10 different guys. You might be talking to one guy who is running the HP Gary software.
Yeah. I can tell some of them have different styles. And so it's like some of them are different people. But yeah, it certainly could be.
Here it is here. It says, it is being reported that HB Gary Federal was contracted by the United States government to develop AstroTurfing software, which could create an army of multiple fake social media profiles. So maybe it's not an official story, but maybe it is. Okay, this is going back to 2011.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'll put a link to that.
They've been doing it for a while. I mean, you know. But, you know, there's just people that pretend to be dumb. And you tell them about crisis actors. They go, what's a crisis actor? It's like, or.
Yeah, well, you're, say, yeah.
People grieve in different ways. It's like, yeah, but when we cover like 100 of these events and we get them all grieving the same way in 100 different events, then it's a pattern. You know, it's when people are laughing and smiling in like 100 different events. Well, then you can pretty much identify a pattern there.
Yeah, definitely. Here's another one. Marcus De Paola reports on Lahana fire. So does the
this shows the one dead woman I've seen. You'll see a quick shot of her. She's laying on the ground, but her clothes are not burned.
That will take years,
like right here,
of dollars to repair.
And there she is.
All right, yeah. Nice.
Okay, so, well, her clothes are not...
Singed.
And I don't see any broken bones. See, that's just a woman laying down.
If it's not a dummy.
Yeah, if it's not a dummy. And so that's the only dead body I've seen from this fire. And, you know, I'm not convinced of that.
And why isn't anyone helping her, as you said? Exactly.
And they just drove right by and they didn't even help her. I mean...
Yeah.
I mean, she doesn't look dead. I mean, why don't you stop the car and put her in your back seat? I mean, you know, she's probably she can survive, you know.
Yeah. You might get a girlfriend out of it.
Chief said the death toll is expected to rise.
They just drive by and they just ignore her.
Only been picking bodies from outside on the street.
And there's no proof that they're actually in Lanai or whatever. They could be in a studio. We're just driving around.
Urging people not to return to the town.
More garbage quality video too. Covered.
Yeah, none always the garbage quality. I know, the low resolution.
Yeah, and let's be honest, the cameras in our pockets these days, they are unbelievable. I'm always blown away about how clear they are.
Yeah.
I got some pictures of the stars the other night. I couldn't believe how clear they were with this camera phone. This is a camera phone, so we're not getting that. That's another clue that it's fake. We're seeing fakery.
Yeah, the resolution is... poor quality on purpose. Yeah. So, yeah, you know, they're pulling a fast one with this Lahaina thing. Lahaina. And, yeah, it's a real, telling some real whoppers.
So a place like Maui could be a good candidate for an urban land clear where they won't redevelop it. They'll just make sure people stay out. They'll say the ground's contaminated. I don't know if you looked into Fukushima. I call it sort of Fuckushima.
Yeah.
Where there's the area called Sendai, which is a northern province, I believe.
Okay.
And they wanted to clear that area out as well.
Oh,
and so I don't think they let people back in the area because they just say it's contaminated. But they just want this area to be clear of people. And this is all part of Agenda 21. They don't want anyone living in the country. They want everyone in the cities. They don't want anyone being self-sufficient, because farmers, country people are usually more self-sufficient. They don't need the cities. They don't need anybody. They can live off the land. So I think Fukushima is right around here, and this province, Sendai, they just wanted to clear it out.
Yeah. You know, I heard stories that it was, that they were farming and like a month after the disaster. Mm-hmm. And you know, you got some videos on YouTube that showed the radiation levels on the west coast of California.
Yeah.
But I think those were fake. I don't think there was any radiation.
Well, look how far it is. I mean, let's zoom out here. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
It looks like it's two continents across the North Pacific.
Yeah. I don't think there's any radiation.
If this map is accurate, you know.
Yeah. Like I said, you know, that's why I call my channel Fake Nukes, is because, I went over to the most radiated place on the planet, which is Nevada.
Yeah.
You know, where they detonated 900 nukes.
Yeah. Magic number 9. Yeah.
No other place has had so much testing. And I figured, well, since I live in California, let's take a little road trip. You know, I got a buddy in Vegas, so I made a little trip out of it. And so I went up there to the downwind side of the testing ground, and there was less radiation there than there was at my house in California. Because I took a reading in California before I left. I said, well, it was like 19 decibels or something. And I got there and it was like 16 decibels. I said, look, so there's less radiation here. You know?
Yeah, I made a clip of that. I made a clip of your talking about that because I thought it was good. I didn't know that you weren't allowed to bring a Geiger counter to...
Yeah, I've heard that before. People told me in my comment section that it's illegal to take a Geiger counter into Hiroshima. I don't know how they enforce it, but I guess it's...
But just putting it out there is enough to scare people.
And they also offer tours to the proving ground. I mean, you can actually go visit the craters where they blew up these nukes. And but you have to sign up for it's like a you got to get on a bus and you go in with a tour group, and you're not allowed to have any electronics on you, and that includes a Geiger counter, and right. So you're not allowed to bring a Geiger counter to when you visit these craters,
and no cameras, no cell phones to video or anything like that, I guess.
Yeah, I'd have to double check with the. It's been a while. It was before COVID that I checked on it, but then COVID happened, and then they shut down the tours. But yeah, you know, I need to get back on that, and I need to go take a tour to the proving ground and sneak in my Geiger counter and take a reading and upload it. And you know, when I'm standing right on the rim of the big crater, there's one crater there that's really big, but it's just dynamite. They used TNT to make that crater. It wasn't a nuke, and there's no radiation there. And you know, it's just
same old.
There's never any radiation. So a small guy like me with a $100 Geiger counter can go in there and topple the whole narrative. You know, I can defeat Oppenheimer with just my $100 Geiger counter. And, you know, and that's really kind of what it boils down to. I'm not trying to, but I mean, any of us can do that, you know.
Yeah. I'm not even sure what Geiger counters are really measuring. I wasn't quite sure if those things are measuring anything, honestly, or maybe it's heat or what the hell. How would we know? Yeah. it's just sort of a clicking thing that goes clicking away.
It's just something that I can show the trolls.
What if you brought it to the dentist next time? And when you get your x-ray, just turn it on and see if the thing goes nuts.
Yeah.
Maybe that might
work.
That'd
be a good idea.
Yeah.
To test it.
Because I'm always wondering, why are you aiming this x-ray right at my head and you're wearing this lead vest, you know?
Yeah.
Vest. I think, is this a great idea that's going on right now? I mean, we got into with John LeBon about ultrasounds. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of people who think ultrasounds are hurting fetuses. For what? Mm-hmm. For what reason? You need a picture of a fetus? It's another one of those ridiculous medical interventions to a pregnancy that probably is just hurting, not doing any damn good at all.
Yeah, we were having babies for you know, thousands of years without those. So,
and now they're doing 3D ultrasounds when people are posting the pictures of their fetus, you know, on Instagram. I'm just curious if that, I think that's just straight up radiation as well. They call it ultrasound, but I don't think there's, I think it's just radiation personally. So
it was invented by Nikola Tesla.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. He invented the X-ray. And
I don't even know if Tesla was real.
Well, yeah. I don't know.
Have you gone down that rabbit hole? Is there any proof that that was a real person or is another actor like Einstein? Like, I think Einstein was a real person, but I don't think he had any of the qualities that they attribute to him. I think he just worked in the patent office and he just had wacky hair.
Yeah. You know, I tend to think that Tesla was a real person. He was part of the group of scientists who were anti. There were two groups of scientists back in those days. There was the Einstein scientists and there was the anti-Einstein scientists.
Okay.
And remember, 100 scientists signed a petition protesting against Einstein. And Nikola Tesla was part of that. And he told us that Einstein was a fraud. And but he also knew that he was being replaced by Einstein, that Einstein was going to replace him.
Yeah.
And Tesla said this statement. He said, "My work is for the future. I mean, right now, the present, you own the present, but my work will be in the future." Mm-hmm. So in other words, he knew that his work would come back after this Einstein thing was over.
Well, I invite you to go down that rabbit hole because I thought Tesla was a real person. I saw the movie with David Bowie in it. I went to Goat Island in Niagara Falls, and there's a statue of Tesla there, put up by the Serbian Society. So it didn't even occur to me that this could be a narrative device. So there are people that don't think it was just a narrative device and he's not a real person at all. So I know that's going to freak the Serbians out. They're going to go nuts, but just be careful. That's all I can tell you. Because,
I do know this. I do know that our scientists have been frauds, since at least 1945. And our scientists have been leading us down.
Yeah.
But we're not exploring space. We're not splitting the atom.
No, I agree.
We are in a dark age as far as academia goes.
Oh, I agree with you. I like that comment you make all the time. I think you're totally right. We're going nowhere.
I can't blame Tesla for that because Tesla has not been allowed to be boss. You know, Einstein is the one who's been allowed to be boss. And so I can lay it right at the feet of Einstein. It's like, how come all of our academics are just complete incompetent boobs? And
Well, we're learning nonsense.
The only thing we're improving is our phones. They're making our phones smaller.
Yeah.
And
better phones.
Those are tracking devices.
Yeah. Better cameras. The only thing that really gets better on the phone is the camera. The quality of the phone call doesn't really change. I don't think there's a hell of a lot to do on that. But the cameras always get better, but that's not actually what they were intended for in the first place. They were meant for phone calls, but then the young people came around and they used the text feature, which wasn't even planned. That was just sort of an extra add-on they had, and then the young people stopped talking and they started texting, and all of a sudden that was more important than the phone call.
Yeah.
That's a whole history there. I see in the comments you put here, it's a capstone event, which is, I think, the correct terminology, an integrated capstone event. A lot of truthers won't talk about that.
Well, yeah, I learned about that from Wolfgang Halbig. And
and
people are asking, well, how come the whole community of Lahaina would be involved in this? I said, well, I mean, it's not the whole community, but a lot of them are involved in it. And it's, it's just like at Sandy Hook, where most of the community was involved in it. They perpetrated it. And they
Sandy Hook, Newtown is an intelligence community. I mean, it's a spook community. That's who lives there.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. As far as I know.
And they all got new houses.
Yeah.
Everybody that participated in that. And these people are going to get new houses too, because they're going to rebuild that whole town.
I don't have any idea if they will, but do you think they really are going to rebuild it or they're just going to clear it?
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
But I think they will, because they're going to be getting so many millions of dollars of donations.
Right.
I mean, they've already got a GoFundMe, and it's just, I think it's already topping, you know, it's going to go into millions of dollars. And so all these people are donating to rebuild the town. And if they don't rebuild it, well, then, you know, people are going to be pretty pissed because they donated to rebuild the town. So I don't know. So we'll see what they do. Maybe they got a different plan.
$532,000. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And there's the toasted cars.
Yeah. But no dead bodies. I mean, wasn't there anybody driving those cars? Yeah.
Yeah, this just brings 9/11 back for me, the toasted cars.
Yeah.
Where, you know, I can't remember what part Judy Wood said didn't burn. For instance, is this a tire here? Because if this is a tire, wouldn't it burn? Or did they just drag these cars in? Or is this even from Lanai? Is this just a movie set that they took a picture of?
I think when Judy was doing, she would say that half of the car would burn and half the car was untouched.
Right.
I saw cars like that where the front half was completely burned and the back half was untouched. And so
Wayne Dyer from New York, New York is organizing this. What a great guy.
Oh, yeah. What a philanthropist.
The Wayne Dyer Family Foundation. Okay. What does he do? What's his angle?
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
Okay. Wait, that's not it. You know, there's so much hanky panky with these organizations, these nonprofits here. The Wayne Dyer Family Foundation, not rated. Okay, he hasn't been rated yet by Charity Navigator.
Okay, so he's new on the block?
I don't know. I'm not a big investigator, but I know you've done your share of investigating.
Well,
where you go down some of these rabbit holes.
Photos, yeah.
But a lot of these charities are worth looking into as well.
Oh yeah, yeah. One guy in my comment section said you need to figure. So, is there a way to figure out when that GoFundMe started? Is it? He said you got to check out when the GoFundMe.
4 days ago. I know. Sometimes they start before the fire.
Yeah.
Yeah, this was 4 days ago, so I don't know when the fire started. Yeah,
that might be about, you know, it's probably within the range.
And then the other thing, you can look at the top donations. Somebody gave 10 grand.
Oh, wow. That's, sucker.
That's another, well, who knows? That sometimes is interesting to see who the top donors are. You can sort of see a pattern. I don't see anything there, but I guess it pays for the crisis actors. I think that's our general consensus, isn't it?
Yeah. Because they don't do their crisis acting for free. So it says here the fire started at 6:37 a.m. on Tuesday. So
okay. What,
we're Sunday now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess 4 days would be within the.
Well, they have an exact time that the fire started, 6:37. Is there a stop clock somewhere? Is that how they figured it out?
The Up County fire started first, reported not long after midnight on Tuesday, and the first evacuations near Kula followed. The fire near Lahaina started later, around 6:37 a.m. Tuesday. So I guess there were multiple fires on the island, but the one at Lahaina started at 6:37 a.m.
Well, one of my favorite financial guys, it's analyzing the vaccine damage is Edward Dowd, and he's supposed to be on Maui. And seeing how small that island is, do we trust him enough to get an accurate report? Because I haven't looked him up lately, but here he is here. Good old Eddie Dowd.
Okay.
He's on Maui.
Yeah, is he helping?
Yeah, he's helping.
He's helping with the supplies,
yeah,
with his personal helicopter. Is that his personal helicopter?
I don't know, but are we I'd have to look it up. So okay, you see a lot of these characters are put before us and we follow them, they seem reasonable, but I'm so leery of everybody now that So this is a bit of cross-pollination here. So for all, he's got a lot of people following him. He's 250,000 people follow him on Twitter. He's on all the media, and he's the one that's laying out all the vaccine damage.
Okay.
And so he has an audience. Let's put it that way. So I don't know if you're how much you're following the whole COVID thing.
Yeah, the whole COVID thing. I just say that I haven't seen anybody die on either side. I haven't seen anybody die of COVID. I haven't seen anybody die of the vaccine.
It's right.
I stay away from that because it's just I find that subject has completely hijacked the movement. Like my old channel, 153 News.
Right.
It's just completely been hijacked. Like I went on there to see if they've done anything on the Lahaina fire.
Okay.
And I went there and it's all about the vaccine. It's like, really, after almost going on 4 years now, you're still talking about vaccines and we're having this there's crisis actors galore on Lahaina right now. And 153 News is completely missing it and completely overlooking it,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I think it's just completely got us not.
I see some vaccine stuff there.
And still talking about it after 4 damn years, it's like, and they're missing it. Like when this fire starts on Maui, I think they got one video on there that's talking about the dew weapons, the direct energy weapons. But you see, they're going down the usual rabbit hole.
Right.
It's like, these guys are the ones who taught me how to identify crisis actors.
Yeah.
And all these people are missing all these crisis actors. That's the thing with our movement is like, you know, I get trained to think away, and then all the people that trained me, they just drop me off and they just go off and start talking. It's like,
yeah, they spin you off into La La Land because the main guys that were picking on the crisis actors were Sidethorn and Conspiracy Granny. Is that who you follow?
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're being super aggressive. And then they go ahead and get arrested. Is that where they dropped you off? Because after that, they dropped me off there.
Yeah. Yeah. Then
because they became toxic to recommend, you see.
Yeah. And I was a hero. I mean, I thought of Sidethorn as a hero.
Yeah.
But then I had a identity search website I had for like a week. I got a free trial.
Yeah.
So I typed in all my friend's name. I typed in my name and it was pretty accurate. You know, it found, and I didn't even have to put in a middle name. I would just have to put in, you know, the first and last name, and it was pretty accurate and found it. But then I put in Sidethorn's name. His name is Michael Usery, and it came up not found. He doesn't exist.
And the same
with Jody Mann, the same with Conspiracy Granny.
I typed in
her name. And I had their full name and middle name, and I had their age. And it came back results not found. I said, what the hell? I mean, I found everyone else. And so I kind of contacted Sidethorn recently, about a month ago. And I said, how come I can't find your name on the identity searches? And he said, which site did you use? And then he came back and he shot me a screenshot of this one site. Said, see, it's right there. It's the first site I went to. I said, well, okay, well, maybe you're using a better site than mine, but in the back of my head, it's like, no, I know for a fact I was using it correctly because I found everybody else I was looking for, but I couldn't find you. Mm-hmm. But anyway, he said, well, how dare you question me? And then he started picking on a fight with people in my comment section. It's like, well, how come you're so sensitive? It's like, you know, I was just asking a question. But so, there's something fishy going on with Sidethorn, and he was a little bit way too defensive on that. I think he was a crisis actor pretending to nail crisis actors. I think that's what was going on.
Maybe there's this whole COINTELPRO program where they infiltrate groups, period. They've always done that. I put a post on that. I don't know if you've ever seen this before. This is a really old post, maybe from 10 or 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. It explains how counterintelligence programs work. And it goes right back to forums. I have my own forum called fakeologist.com/forums too. Have you seen forums like this?
Uh, I think once. Not much.
Yeah, well, there's Godlike Productions and Above Top Secret, and they had these forum things here. This is where you get your info. And this post I put on about counterintelligence programs, it tells you, explains how the intelligence agencies can manipulate them with all these techniques. It's really interesting. There's forum sliding, consensus cracking, topic dilution. I mean, this is a big, we're in the just a giant operation everywhere in the media. This is not, they don't just leave it to chance, comment sections and groups. They don't let any groups get too big. They usually blow them up once they get to a certain size. So
yeah,
they don't screw around with this. That's my point.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know this all controlled. Yeah. They won't let the group get too big
and start making any really good connections.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Dave, are you calling in? I see Dave. It says you're in line. I don't know. The phone's not ringing. So let me just see what the hell. Dave said he's calling in, but I don't see the phone ringing. So let me just check my settings, Dave, if you are calling in, because it's not ringing at this end. Maybe I didn't do something right here. I don't know. No, it says main show is on, but it's not ringing. Interesting. Let me go offline, online. All right, what else you got, Phil? While I'm trying to figure out my technical stuff here. So that's Maui.
Yeah, the Maui stuff is pretty interesting. You know, I don't know how long I'll be on it, but it's kept me entertained for the past couple of days. And of course, I've been getting more information on the Blitz. And
yeah, that's good stuff.
And because Winston Churchill was always conveniently out of town whenever a city would get bombed, and somehow he knew when Coventry or when London was going to get bombed. And the reason why he knew is because these were all drills. These were all pre-planned drills, and Winston Churchill knew to be out of town when it happened. And you know, David Irving said as much, basically, except he said it that the British intelligence had cracked the German code for the Enigma. And so that was why Churchill knew which city they were going to bomb. But why didn't they tell the people of the city that, you know, because that would have saved some lives, you know? Oh, hey, we cracked the, you know, but then their excuse is, well, they didn't want to make it obvious that they had cracked the code. It's like, no, or you were faking it. And that's why Churchill wasn't in, Churchill wasn't in the town. So, you know, that's subject. I'm quite convinced that the Blitz, the entire Blitz, 5 years of it was a hoax. I think the Blitzkrieg was a hoax. The Germans were not marching through Europe. The Germans were being invited through Europe because most of Europe did not want to be communist. And they were fighting against Bolshevism. And they were kicking the Bolsheviks out of Europe. And so the Germans didn't have to conquer their way into Poland. They were being invited into Poland. They were being invited into France. And so the British made up this whole Blitzkrieg thing because they had to explain to the people why the Germans were just sweeping through Europe. It's like, well, they've got this lightning warfare. It's like, no, it's like, cause, and a lot of people in England understood. It's like, no, it's cause they didn't want to be communist. Anyway, we Americans went over there and made sure communism won, and so now the whole world's communist, and so that's why we've got all this fakery going on, because once the communists control the world media, well, then they're never going to tell you the truth about anything, because the basic tenet of communism is to do psychological warfare on the citizens and to get us to live in a fake universe, and that way they have the psychological high ground, and only they know the truth. And so, see, that's where I'm at. That's basically where I'm at. We're under a Soviet control.
Yeah, you always start your show with the Soviet States of America.
Yeah. When I broke down the Las Vegas thing was the event that woke me up. And when I And Fetzer, you know, woke me up about that. He showed me all the, and then all the other people on 153 News that also broke down the Las Vegas. And once I saw they used crisis actors and that all those kids were laughing in the hospital and that nobody was really injured, it dawned on me that they control the local police, they control the local hospitals, they control the local media, they control the national media, that all these agencies are controlled at a Soviet level. In other words, they have to stay in line and they have to toe the line and play the theater, you know. And it's like there's a, it's a Soviet level of control. And so all our academics at our universities, they're controlled. All of our, you know, scientists and it's, and so it's shocking. I think Vladimir Lenin would be jealous that we've attained this level of control. And he's smiling in his grave. But we can't form an army because, you know, we can't form anything on the internet because, like you said, they're going to break us down if we get too big. It's going to be an army of one. I kind of had this idea in my head that if I just expose as many lies as possible, then maybe I might find that one thread, the one loose thread that's hanging. If you pull on it, it'll just make the whole sweater unravel. And it's like I'm going through the jungle with my machete, you know, just hacking away at all the lies. And I'm trying to find that one secret road or that one secret path in the jungle that's going to lead to bring the whole cabal down, you know. I don't know. It's a little pipe dream. I don't know. But that's really the only hope I got. There's no other way to fight back against this cabal.
No, not at all.
So do you see this one right here? Or the guy with the burn mark?
That looks like poison ivy.
See, once I saw that, that's what got me going on this Maui thing. This guy was claiming to be a burn victim, and he was showing his injury. This guy right here, and look at his burn.
That's gross.
He's had the worst disaster.
Why didn't we get to see his actual leg? Like, we didn't go down his leg. They just flashed the picture.
He has the burns to prove that he barely escaped. Poison ivy. Claimed he was burned.
And why don't we pan down? But no, they have a different cut in. The worst disaster.
Yeah. His name is Mason, and he's wearing an orange shirt.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
in your face.
Overnight into an inferno. Residents forced to flee in terror.
So, we thought we were okay, but this girl here was smiling. You can see the porta potties in the background, you know, just like Sandy Hook.
Everything.
Right, exactly. Yeah, that's true.
And then we just had to evacuate. Yeah.
Like, we don't know what these pictures are.
Action, warning others of the rushing flames.
The fire's on Front Street. It's time to go.
Thousands evacuated.
This was a home.
With no guarantee, they'll have anything to go back to.
Pretty much everybody I know. Lost everything that we have.
Many left with only their harrowing tales of survival.
We just barely got out. There were ashes, embers, everything flying.
These people are hilarious.
Martha Roberts and Bill Thornquist lost it all. They had to walk 15 miles to find safety.
They walked 15 miles. They don't look like they can walk 15 feet.
Yeah, they walked 15 miles.
Whoa.
Anything from your home.
He's got a...
He does the cough in there.
Yeah.
The smoke cough.
So it was the feeling of security. Locking the door when I left. Is that silly? You're locking out the fire.
Wow.
Well, it's horrendous.
So now they live in this high school gym, but today,
see, this perhaps is like I'm watching a glimmer Sandy of hope.
Oh, we got the rainbow there.
Center.
Yeah.
The rebuilding will start with memories. A 150-year-old tree, a famed landmark, burned, but still standing. Dana Griffin,
Tree of Life,
Maui.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for watching our YouTube channel.
We just don't know what the hell is going on, do we?
Yeah, it's a. Yeah, you know, I think the Paradise fires in 2018 were the same thing. I think they just
What was the result of that? What happened after that? Because you always have to wait to see what happens later.
Yeah, you know, we need to go back and figure out who the new residents of Paradise are. You know, maybe I need to do a follow-up with that, maybe. Because and find out who owns Paradise, California now. Mm-hmm. And, because, yeah, that'd be important to figure out.
Don't be a dog's body, says lots of duping delight. And it seems to me that if people don't be a dog's body says it seems to me that if people knew the fright of cancer, that might be the thing that wakes up the average person. Now we've all been seeing people die horrific deaths. Okay, I'm not sure what she's saying there or he's saying there. Yeah, Katrina was another one. Did you ever look into that?
No. Yeah, but it had well.
That was
I heard stories.
Yeah, wasn't that the one where they were all in the Silver Dome?
Yeah, the Astrodome and
the Astrodome.
They had snipers that were sniping off random people, is what people told me, and so I don't know how they could have faked the hurricane though. See, some, you know, I'm telling you, some of these tornado stories when the I saw one. Like a month ago, and it looked really cheesy. The mayor looked like a crisis actor,
right?
And some of the townsfolk looked like crisis actors. But then I had to think, you know, how are they faking a tornado? I mean, how do they fake that? And so I don't really have an answer to that. But I am detecting crisis actors in these tornado stories, and it's
I'm the same way. There was the Joplin one, Joplin, Missouri, a few years ago.
Yeah.
I can't remember. I think I put a post on my site about that. I guess I could look it up and see. But something about just rebuilding that really poor town.
Yeah.
Had a lot to do with it. That's how they get federal money. There were some problems with the story, but I just can't remember what the story was about. What were we talking about at the time?
Yeah, tornadoes and how they could be faking tornadoes. So, but yeah, I mean, all these towns are getting all this money to rebuild. And they get a brand new town, and so it.
Well, the only way they can get money is federal money. They don't. There's no state money. There's no city money. So they need a federal disaster. They need a FEMA disaster. Is FEMA in Maui right now?
I haven't heard that they are there yet, but I'm sure they'll be there soon.
Mm-hmm. FEMA Maui. Okay. Here you go. FEMA is not your friend. FEMA has become another captured agency of the United States Department of Defense. They aren't in Lahaina to help you. Oh, okay. So they are there.
Okay.
Interesting. People are super crazy paranoid about FEMA. Says all Maui officials were off the island on 8/8. Military arrived immediately. Aid is blocked. Cars with aid are blocked on the highway. They won't let them in. FEMA is there. So I don't know what this is, if this is conspiracy candy or what, but okay. FEMA is on the ground in Lahaina with Governor Green. We get lots of pushback on what the hell is going on. So they say they're actually blocking people. Interesting.
Blocking people from leaving or
helping, I guess. That's the implication. They say Joe Biden is not there. It's just I really haven't followed the story, but it's interesting.
Yeah, you know, it's pulling another fast one on us, and I've been thinking, you know, because it took us so long to break down the 9/11 because, I mean, most of us thought something was a lot of people knew something was afoot immediately. But we didn't really break down to the fact that nobody died. It was all fake.
Not me. I just figured it was blowback.
Yeah.
Blowback for U.S. policy. That was one of the official conspiracy stories that they gave us.
12 years before, you know, the September Clues people and maybe the Hall of Towers people. Have you seen the Let's Roll forums?
Oh, yeah, yeah. People? I thought you were that Phil. I thought you were the Phil from the Let's Roll forums for a bit. Yeah.
He's a smart guy. I'm not as smart as him. He's a smart guy, but...
I listened to him. He was on Fetzer too. He was on, and another guy was on. That was a very good. That was one of my favorite audios. I actually put that audio on my audio platform called Master Fake Theater. And that is really worth. Let me just do a quick search. Hollow Towers. That was a really good interview. So I'm going to see if I can find it on my site.
Those guys figured it out, but it took them about 12 years after the event, you know. And so this next one they're going to do is going to be really sophisticated, and we got to be ready for it. You know, I think we will be, because we've got it pretty much nailed down how they're doing this shit. And
here it is here. I think I saved it. I think. I don't know if it's going to play. I'm kind of worried. This is a really old post of mine. It was Phil and Larry.
Yeah.
They did this. I posted this on January 3rd, 2014. Wow, is time flying. So I think this is a no good. This is a dead link, I think.
Yeah.
This is all a dead link. But I did save it onto what I call Master Fake Theater.
Okay.
John Doe said... Oh, John Doe made a post here 7 months ago. I can assure you there were people in those towers.
Oh, yeah.
My dad worked at the American Express building, and he saw people hitting the ground around 80 to 90 feet in front of him. Oh, yeah, sure. Okay.
Didn't he take a picture?
Yeah. Exactly. Let me find it here. Master Fake Theater. I want to put a link to it if I can. Master Fake Theater audio. I can't even find my own stuff on my own website. How pathetic is that? Master Fake Theater. Mm-hmm. But I've got that audio if you want to listen to that. It's well worth it.
Yeah, I was rewatching it. They did the interview with Fetzer, and that's when they talked about the Gelatin Bee group.
Yeah.
And that's when they talked about how they faked the jumpers. Because we have to address how they fake the jumpers. And I think they use mannequins and they tossed them out the window with a mechanical device. And because nobody was in those towers. And so you have to toss out the mannequins with a mechanical device. And so they use a combination of mannequins and CGI to accomplish the jumper illusion. But nobody jumped out of that building. But it was important to add that to the story because it traumatized us. It was watching people jump out the windows was just really traumatizing for the whole event. And, but so that's one good thing that Phil and Larry broke down. And
here it is here. Master Fake Theater 10. Let me just see if it plays.
Hello, this is the Fakeologist speaking. You're listening to Master Fake Theater, where I present to you some of my favorite 9/11-centric audios. I selected these audios based on the idea that they will help further your knowledge of the hoax that 9/11 was. While I can't endorse every thought in each audio, I do think they're worth your while. Please visit fakeologist.com to explore endless hours of 9/11 and media fake news research. Thank you for listening, and on with the Master Fake broadcast.
Welcome back, everybody, to the People Speak Radio Show. I'm your host for tonight, Steve Johnson. The People Speak Show normally airs every Tuesday, 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific and 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern on the BBS Radio Network. You can participate during the show with call-in questions for our guests toll-free in the USA and Canada on 1-888-429-5471. The number again, 1-888-429-5471. This is a fantastic show tonight. I'm more excited than Larry Silverstein's lawyer the day after 9/11. We're talking to a very special guest right here, a 9/11 researcher for over a decade, having helped produce the 9/11 documentary Loose Change, and responsible for independent research into the Hollow Towers theory of how and what happened to the Twin Towers on 9/11. He also runs the Let's Roll forums at www.letsrollforums.com, where he encourages...
Okay, so I thought that was going to be him and Fetzer, but that's okay. That was some other show, but that was another good one. So I put a link to that. That'll be show link number 4. Oh, here he is on Fetzer. Okay, here's this one.
Noticed into my research that, I made a discovery, O-L-O-S, a Greek name. She, if you go to her legacy page, it says, very little about.
Okay, so that'll be show note number 5. So there's two different shows that they did with about Empty Towers. Yeah, I thought it was fantastic. That was a good one. So I'll, and this is another one. Remember I was telling you Fetzer always had good guests. David Arnold talking about deception. Really, really good show. Master Fake Theater number 5. I'll put a link to all the Master Fake Theaters. These are audios before I had FakoTube that I had up that I really recommend people check out. That'll be show note number 6.
Yeah. Yeah, Fetzer had a guy named John Cathy on once. He was a fake nuke guy, and I talked to him. I found him in the comment section. I said, "Are you the same John Cathy that talked about the fake nukes?" And he said, "Yeah." And I said, "Well, why don't you let me interview you?" And then he said, "Well, I'm going through your channel," and he never got back with me. So I guess he went through my channel and
oh really?
He was unimpressed, or some other reason, maybe. Maybe he doesn't like my Hitler stuff. I put up a lot of sympathetic stuff towards Germany.
That might turn him off. That is a bit of I often am kind of suspicious sometimes of the whole Holocaust crowd that I almost think they're put there to just discourage research in the way they carry on about it. Now, I've watched both sides of the video. I watched the story rather, but I wonder if the whole Holocaust thing, in a way, is a psyop as well. I mean, like I said, this is very complicated. So I get a little I'm sort of a tongue tied right now because sometimes I find that if they want you to talk about the Holocaust and they know it's toxic to the average person. So if your research becomes Holocaust research, then they know the average person is going to just stay away from it, period. You see what I mean?
Yeah, most people have
an instant response.
An instant response. And the people have an instant response if you say that nobody died on 9/11 either. Mm-hmm. Also. And so,
the Holocaust story has been developed for a long time. You've talked about it. You've talked about it with Jim, and it doesn't bother me talking about it, but I just know that if you bring it up, if that is the focus of your website, it doesn't matter what the hell you talk about, it'll be ignored. And that in itself is you see what I mean?
Yeah. Well, Jim gets more views than me, but he's not banned in Europe like I am, and so I'm talking about stuff. You see, it's like they're allowing us to talk about the Holocaust now.
Yes,
it was 80 years ago, and you know what? They're loosening their grip on that one.
Authorized now.
But these recent hoaxes that they still got a tight grip on them because they got to protect their crisis actors.
Yes,
And so, that's why I'm banned, is because I talk about these recent hoaxes more often. And, these crisis actors are still, around, and they can still be found. And so they got to silence me.
Well, that's their latest trick. Their latest trick is these capstone events. That's their biggest ace in their hand right now. That's what they use to change hearts and minds and pass laws, these drills.
Yeah, and
you're one of the few people that talk about it.
Oh, I think that earthquake in Turkey was a capstone event.
Okay.
When they told us that 51,000 people died in that earthquake in Turkey.
Right.
I didn't see a single dead body. I saw them pull healthy kids out of the rubble. And right. All these kids were healthy, and none of them had a broken bone, and they were all crying. But a crying baby means that it's healthy, you know.
Right. It's alive.
They were using the baby as a stage. And they overdid it. They did like 20 of these rescues. And it's like in every single one, the baby didn't have a single broken bone. It's like, how are all these babies not? They've been in that rubble were saying that some were in there for a week. How could they be in there for a week with all that rubble on them and none of them have a broken bone? It was all those rescues were staged. And
went away. I have no idea what happened.
I know it got memory hold because nobody died. That's the reason why I got memory hold so fast.
Right.
I made a few videos about it at the time, mm-hmm. and people were calling me schizo. Said, Phil, there's no way they can fake an earthquake. I said, well, yes, there is a way. They just blow up some old buildings and say it was an earthquake.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they just say it was an earthquake. You know, yes, they can fake an earthquake. You know, it's actually.
Well, they don't. The excuse is you could say that, I didn't feel it, but obviously there was one if all these buildings fell down. That's exactly. That's how you do it. I mean, how would you prove that you felt an earthquake? People really have to follow this through. It is really the media that creates the perception. They create the illusion. So,
yeah, and so that event is going to move a whole bunch of dollars into Turkey to rebuild all those old neighborhoods. And it's also going to move populations into Europe because they're going to have to accept all these poor refugees from this earthquake
zone
tragedy. Mm-hmm. And so they move populations, rebuild neighborhoods, all from a fake capstone event. And they do it without firing a single shot. Right? I mean, this is the new type of warfare. They can move entire populations. They can colonize other countries without having to fire a single shot. And it's very... It's all with propaganda. It's all with, I think a lot of that stuff in Ukraine, I mean, that Ukraine's like one of the fakest wars I think I've ever seen. It's a lot of the stuff has been fake coming out of Ukraine, and they're blowing up empty buildings, apartment buildings over there too. And for the same reason is, to rebuild, give them new apartment buildings and to move populations.
And they want the Ukraine to be an Agenda 21 country. There's a lot of things I think they want to do there. They want to move and change the whole ownership of the farmlands, and all the big corporations are lined up to claim all that land. They getting the old style farmers off the land, mm-hmm. and they want it to be a digital economy. So they want the whole thing. They want to introduce the digital ID there first and bring all those people on board. So there's a lot of things they want to accomplish. I think they're going to give the eastern part of the Ukraine to the Russia anyway, because they're all Russians. So it's sort of a disputed area anyhow.
Yeah.
But basically they just want to make that a model Agenda 21 country, and they want to take the farmland and give it to the big multinational Big Agra to take over it anyway, just like it's been taken over in North America in a lot of places, because the old farms are disappearing. They just don't get handed down anymore. The young people don't want to do it, and automation and technology has taken over most farming, I think.
Yeah.
Mainly automation, so... Yeah, I agree. When you see people lounging in pools in Kiev,
mm-hmm.
And Les Luthor has gone to the Ukraine, and he just shows that it's all illusion warfare, just modern illusion warfare. Do you follow Les Luthor on Twitter?
Yeah, no, I haven't.
Check him out.
He's on Twitter.
Yeah, let me find him here.
Illusion warfare.
Yeah. Here he is here. I'll put a link to it. Les Luthor. He's another guy that just goes places. He went to the Ukraine. He just gets on a plane and goes and starts taking pictures. I think he's trying to get a GoFundMe. I said get a GoFundMe going because he wants to go to Maui, take pictures.
Okay.
So here he is here.
Tell him to find me a picture. There's a dead dog. See, that's the one dead dog.
Yeah.
That's the one dead dog I found. So I can confirm one dead dog so far.
So here he is here. This is Les Luthor. I don't trust this bit of footage. It's so crisp. My uncanny valley is senses are activated. The way the dog is placed center stage to pull on emotions of the viewer. Why only 20 seconds? It feels unreal engine. So he even thinks this is just AI.
I can't even confirm that this is a dead dog, but you know, I'll give it to him, you know, because I'm feeling generous. Okay, I'll give it to you that this is a dead dog, but still there's questions about this video too, yeah.
It says here, the camera being used to film is adding some kind of overlay, some kind of filter. This is my issue with the new phone. So he thinks there's some, people have said this before, he thinks the new phones with their filters are somehow adding to images. I don't know what exactly he's talking about here.
Hmm.
But I'll put a link to him on Twitter, Les Luthor. So you got to use all the platforms here to find everyone because everyone's all over the place in their research. But I'm one of his patrons. He's got a Patreon. I give him a couple bucks a month, as everyone should. If people like this kind of content, you got to support it.
Yeah.
I don't think he has any money either. They're just showing a derailer. So yeah, put a derailer on a train track. Okay. It's funny. I like all these reader added content, people that are disputing a lot of the footage, which is funny. But anyway, Les Luthor, he's on the Illusion Warfare. He's showing how this whole thing is staged in the Ukraine.
Yeah.
So I recommend him. There aren't that many people that are really good at figuring this out, but he's one of them. He's one of you. He's one of us.
Yeah. Yeah, he's probably a good channel. He's on Twitter.
That's the only place he's on.
They allow him to be on there.
Well, he's been stuck at 22,000 followers for about a year.
Mm.
So you can be on there, but you can also be shadow banned.
Yeah.
So the best way to go is to bookmark his actual profile on Twitter and go there directly. Because if you just rely on Twitter giving you a feed of all the people you follow, you'll find that most of the people they feed you are not the people you follow. And it's easy to get distracted, not pay attention, that you're not actually looking at most of the people you follow. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
I know I'm guilty of it. When I go on Twitter, all of a sudden, I'm looking at people. I don't even follow these people, but it's serving me up all kinds of distractions, and I actually do get distracted. It does work on me. But if you want to follow Les Luthor, you just bookmark his page and just go directly. All these are his posts, you see?
Yeah.
So you won't get the other stuff mixed in.
Okay.
That's my trick for Les Luthor. Did you find it there?
I got to practice. It's called X now.
Yes.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, Tim Osman does a whole thing on why it's called X, what he's planning on doing with this platform. There's just not enough hours in the day to just track what's going on, all the things that are happening, is there? Really?
Yeah, I know.
It's... Especially if you have a real life or you have to go out and do a job like I do. I mean, that's why I listen to audios. I listen to your stuff via audio mainly, but I know if you're showing something, I have to pull over and take a look at it. But for us drivers, we usually are just listening.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear you. Yeah.
Like, I'll listen to you and Jim talk. You don't have anything to show, so I don't have to watch it. So I'll just listen.
I'll have to get the link later, but
okay. The links are all in the show notes. So I create a blog post of this show.
Uh huh.
So all the links will be there. So anything we talk about, I try and link to them as soon as I can. So yeah, they'll all be here for you. So I got your channel. I got Apocalypse Watchman's channel. HB Gary, I got the audios for the Hollow Towers. And I've got Les Luthor's Twitter channel. So I got it all there. You don't have to worry about it all. You'll get it all. All right.
That my twin brother died in the World Trade Center towers on 9/11. I could give you his name, but it was such a long time ago, I forgot.
No, that's stupid. He's a regular here. He's funny. He's a good guy. That is actually what these guys do say, though.
Yeah. Well, that's like the Challenger astronauts, and they're the twin brothers of the Challenger astronauts.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, they don't have to hide. That's the audacity of these people. They don't have to hide. They're in plain sight. Did you see the video where the guy went up to one of the Challenger guys?
Yeah, I saw that. That looked staged itself.
Yeah, you're right.
He drove up into his driveway. I mean, that's trespassing. But it looked staged, but I still think it's him. I mean,
me too. Yeah. But that's another sort of side thorn thing, you figure, where they're just trying to make people that confront these people look bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
I agree.
So, you know, the outer space thing, you know, I see that the hexagon on Saturn, as Saturn's the only planet in the solar system to have a hexagon on the North Pole. And I see that as a total obvious Jewish installation. You know,
I've never even heard of that.
Yeah, yeah. The Cassini space probe sent back photos of Saturn's North Pole, and it has a perfectly formed hexagon, you know, on it, which would mean that there's intelligent life on Saturn. And so it would mean that, wow, we need to go out and investigate what is making this hexagon. But of course, that isn't the narrative. The narrative is, it's just a weird way the winds are blowing. Just pay no attention to it. It's like they're doing it on purpose, you know, because the Jews celebrate their Sabbath on Saturday, which is named after Saturn. And
sort of the Seventh-day Adventist, though.
It's the sixth planet from the sun. And, you know, which is the sixth day of the week, which is Saturday, which is the Jews' favorite number is six, you know, the 6 million in the Holocaust, their favorite, they're obsessed with the number six. And so whenever you see these hexagons, it's a Jewish indicator. And so they put the Jewish indicator on the North Pole of Saturn, and they're getting us to live in a Jewish universe. And they sent back a photo from Mars with all these little hexagons in the clay. It's like, oh, look at all these neat little hexagons. It's like, because all the mud dried in a weird way, and it made all these little hexagons, all these honeycombs. It's like, yeah, that's another Jewish insertion. And the Jews are behind the lie about the outer space, and they're faking all this stuff, the moon landing. And so, you know, it's a big part of the puzzle, you know, and whether or not I'm a flat earther, well, I can say that the flat earthers make some good points, but I just simply don't know. All I know is that NASA is lying. That's all I know. And so, you know, so anything is on the table, anything and everything.
Yeah.
These events are just so laughably fake, and these astronauts, when they're up in the space station, they just make so many mistakes, and
I don't even really follow that anymore. I don't even see the footage. I'm kind of done with that. I'm kind of done with the whole story. They need a new narrative,
They need a new model, you know, because the current model doesn't really work on all things, and so no. You just keep it. I know there's only so far you can go with it, and you just kind of keep it in the back of your mind. But
what are you investigating next? What's your next thing as we close out? We've been going about an hour and a half, so I'm starting to fade.
Yeah, I'm starting to get. Yeah, you know, I get taken by surprise, like, you know, this Maui wildfire took me by surprise. And all of a sudden I've been on it for a couple days. And next thing that takes me by surprise, I guess, you know, because they'll give us another whopper. Just give them another couple days and there'll be another whopper.
Well, the Hollywood is on strike still. The writers, the...
Oh, okay.
The actors, they are on strike, so I've often discussed the idea that the PSYOP entertainment complex, the B actors and the C actors, they're also off in sympathy. So,
yeah.
I think that the school shootings have stopped. I know school is officially out, but it comes back, I think, in the U.S. in a couple weeks or maybe next week. But overall, there hasn't been much going on at all.
Yeah, and it could be because of that strike. Yeah, because they haven't had any fake shootings in a little bit.
No, they were going fast and furious for a while. I think the last one was in Kentucky, but after that, it just stopped.
Yeah. So yeah, the scriptwriters are the scriptwriters are on strike, and so they can't do their fake shootings.
Yeah, or they're just keeping them in the bag in case this strike goes. I've heard it's going to go into next year. So. Yeah, I think it's tied together.
Yeah, it absolutely could be. So you know, it's going to be bad for business for me because, but I don't know. I've seen a lot of crisis actors over here at Maui. So,
yeah,
there's still a few on duty.
Yeah, they're still going.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we've been going about an hour and three quarters. It's been an interesting show. So you go weekly with Phil or with Jim on the Jim and Phil show?
Yeah, it's almost like a weekly basis now, yeah. So,
and he's obviously not getting tired of it, and his audience, he says your audience, his audience attacks you, but I don't really see that at all.
There's only, most of them are friendly with me. There's only like three guys that get on there and call me a turkey.
Right.
This guy's making us look bad because he thinks everything's fake. It's like, well, I mean, it is fake. I mean, what do you think? That they're telling us the truth about some things and not others? You know, so I asked him, I said, well, what things do you think they're telling us the truth about? He says, I don't have to answer that question to you. It's like, well, we need to take these items one by one, and we need to figure out which ones are fake and which ones are real. I was like, I'm not going to have that conversation with you, Phil. You know, you can tell when people are just being jerks.
Yeah.
And you.
Well, I guess you'll probably get tired of engaging in the comments after a while, because you can't win.
Yeah, so you're just bashing your head against the wall. I know. Yeah, eventually you just stop bashing your head. Yeah.
All right, everyone, go to Fake Nukes BitChute channel, and you're putting something up once or twice a day, and it's good stuff, highly recommended, and. You've got your email on there if people want to contact you. It's under About, I think. Or maybe not.
I need to put it in there, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. When people ask, when people go in the comment section, they ask for my email, I just give them my email. But, yeah, I do need to put it in just my homepage, yeah.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, your email's in your comments. I've seen your reply as well, so.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm trying to get the guy from Woo's News on next. Do you know? Have you?
Oh yeah.
Have you done January 6th? In your videos?
Oh yeah. Yeah. He took like 2 years off.
Hey, I haven't watched his part two yet on January 6th. Like January 6th is such a sort of a dumb story. I'm amazed that they're dragging it out this long,
it's a dumb story, but it's so important in the American politics. It's like, how can you allow this cheesy story to become so important with American politics? And that's what amazes me about it. It's like, this is so obviously a staged event.
Yes.
And it's got so much traction in all the politics of America. I mean, they're indicting the whole, you know, it's all a fake show. Donald Trump is playing a role.
Yes.
He's in on it. Him and the Democrats are best friends.
I'm just amazed, like the Russiagate story, they dragged it out for the entire 4 years.
Yeah.
January 6th, it's going on, what, it'll be 3 years in January?
Yeah. Yeah, it's in 2021. It was January. Yeah.
So that's another one that's amazing, and that they've dragged it out this long. And this Woo's News, guys, I thought he did an amazing breakdown in the first one. I don't even know what he's going to talk about in the second version, but I've noticed I didn't even know existed until last week, so I'm going to try and watch that.
Yeah, he does a more detailed. I like the first one because the first one is only 23 minutes long.
Yeah.
This one's a little bit too long. It's like 2 hours long. And
did you watch it?
Yeah, he goes into great detail. But yeah, it could have been shorter. It could have he could have made it shorter.
Okay.
But all right. But it's he does a great job. It's the same as the first.
Do you think he's the real deal?
I think. Well, I can't dispute anything that he says about the January 6th. I mean, it was a laughable clown show of crisis actors,
right?
And plastic glass and Hollywood staging,
right? And fake blood.
You know, yeah, fake blood. And I can't. So he's spot on with the January 6th event. Is it? He'll be those one trick pony. He'll deal with one topic, and but he's spot on about it, you know. And no, I like him. Yeah, he's a real entertaining video maker guy.
Yeah,
talented.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna watch that. Well, we'll see if he comes on in the future as well. All right, Phil, thanks for joining. We'll be in touch and have you on again. No problem.
Yeah, Tim, always a pleasure.
All right, take care.
All right, buddy.
All right, thanks, and thanks everyone for listening. And this is Value for Value. If you like this show, please donate whatever you think it's worth. $1 a month, $50, no bucks, doesn't matter. Send an email if you like the show. Share the show. Share Phil's channel. Support Phil. And, yeah. Thanks for joining, and we'll see you next time. Take care. Bye-bye.